On Wednesday, the United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 2025 to 2034 as the United Nations decade to combat sand and dust storms. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. These extreme weather events are increasing in frequency and pose significant threats to health and economies from Central Africa to northern China. Ugandan ambassador to the UN, Godfrey Kwoba, introduced the resolution on behalf of the Group of 77, a powerful coalition of 134 developing countries and China. He stated that the initiative aims to stop and mitigate the negative effects of sand and dust storms through international and regional cooperation. The resolution was adopted by consensus and formalized with a gavel from the Assembly's president, Dennis Francis. A 2022 report by the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification noted that sand and dust storms have increased significantly in frequency in recent years. These storms exacerbate respiratory diseases, destroy crops and livestock, and accelerate desertification, though comprehensive documentation of their impacts is limited. The convention estimates that 2 trillion tons of sand and dust enter the atmosphere annually, primarily from drylands and sub-humid regions with sparse vegetation. While most emissions result from natural conditions, droughts and climate change are worsening the problem. The report estimates that at least 25% of global dust emissions come from human activities such as unsustainable land management and water use. As part of the 10-year initiative, the General Assembly tasked the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, with promoting mitigation practices in affected countries. These include sustainable land use management, agroforestry, windbreaks, afforestation/reforestation, and land restoration programs. The resolution also calls for global cooperation to strengthen early warning systems and share critical meteorological information for forecasting sand and dust storms. The adoption of this resolution coincides with the upcoming International Day to Combat Sand and Dust Storms on July 12, proclaimed by the General Assembly last year. This day will be observed for the first time and encourages countries to engage in educational and other activities aimed at raising public awareness about the importance of combating sand and dust storms. These efforts will improve public health, land use, food security, livelihoods, and promote climate change resilience. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.